Dr. Malati Tangirala, welcome to El Microscopio.
Thank you.
Our first question is related to the clinical chemistry in India. What's the situation of clinical chemistry in India nowadays?
I won't say it is excellent, but it's quite good. And we are approaching towards excellence.
And what are the main advantages and disadvantages of clinical chemistry in India?
Advantage means it's quite progressive. And awareness is very much. And like we have around 100,000 clinical chemistry lab. Actually, it's a part of path lab. Most popular term they use is pathology lab in the private sector. But in the government sector, we have separate clinical chemistry, microbiology, or genetic testing lab, or a serology lab. And so that way, if you include diagnostic lab in toto, including clinical biochemistry, because clinical biochemistry is always a part of total diagnostic labs, and they are about 100,000 diagnostic labs in India. Out of 100,000 labs, 80% are small labs, 18% are mid labs, and 2% are very large laboratories. These 2% of large laboratories, we can say that they have 2% is large labs and about 50% of median labs, they are at the same standard as Western countries. And they are very organized and most of them are accredited. Like out of roughly 100,000 diagnostic labs, 400 labs are accredited and they are right at the Western standard, but those small labs are not organized so well because the accreditation system is not mandatory in India right now. It is voluntary. And what has happened that though government labs, always government institutions, they are very quality conscious. They are maintaining quality compliance, but because it is not mandatory, they are not all government labs are accredited, but the private super specialty labs, they are all accredited. The reason is there is little force on them because clinical trial makes it mandatory to have accreditation. And if they want to get clinical trials internationally, they are bound to get accreditation. So right now only 400 labs are accredited, but in India, every state is independent regarding accreditation to be made mandatory or optional. Only few states have made compulsory. 3 states out of all, some 29 states in India. But now government is going to bring legislation that every lab has to be registered and they have to have accreditation, otherwise they will be closed down. So next year, there will be dramatic change in scenario of accreditation in India.
So is there any concentration process? Are laboratories being concentrated in any special institution or system?
See, we have two types of lab. One are in government hospitals. We have about 12,000 hospitals. And every hospital has part of all types of laboratories now. Clinical chemistry, histopathology, immunochemistry, then infectious immunology, then serology, they all types, cytopathology, cytogenetics, all are there. Then we have a private lab. So these two types of laboratories are there.
Okay, and what are the advantages and the disadvantages of healthcare system in India?
Disadvantages are not many because government is taking initiative. See, one thing, in India, more than 70% of our Indian population lives in a small town or in a rural sector. Okay. There are two types of healthcare system in India, public and private. Now, the hospitals are very huge. And because Indian population is very high, there is lot of crowding in government hospital. So primary care is there, general care is there very much because they are totally free healthcare, or if charges are there, they are very, very nominal. But super specialty infrastructure is not there. And I can say that the laboratories in these healthcare centers, they are not up to the standard of like Western countries. But the private labs, few of medium and almost all large scale labs, they are very good. They have all types of tests, right from routine laboratory tests to super specialty tests. They do all. And they can be compared nicely with our Western countries or well-developed Eastern, these Asia-Pacific countries. So what is a disadvantage if you say the healthcare system in some places, it is not accessible to every Indian citizen. So government is trying hard. They have a mobile diagnostic transport system that they are reaching door to door, like for pregnant ladies. But a super specialty care is not reaching to each and every Indian citizen. So that is a disadvantage. But our government has taken many initiatives, and their primary goal is that healthcare should reach to each and every Indian citizen. So that is a disadvantage, that super specialty care does not reach to remote places. That is a disadvantage.
What are the main challenges laboratories are facing in the near future?
The one challenge is there, that there is a lot of effort in every organization to get laboratory accredited. But actually, accreditation system works if a hospital also to be accredited along with the laboratory. And laboratories want to get accreditation, but they don't get that much support from the administration of the government medical institution because it is not mandatory. That is one. Other challenges are, there is not like that. It's a personal institution's initiative. Like earlier what happened, that all clinical biochemists used to work under pathologists. But now in India, clinical chemistry is totally separated. And it's nice. There is nothing really. Challenges means everyone has challenge if we want to do good. So that challenges are there because professionally, everyone wants to have more perfection, you see. But we have progressed a lot overall. See, the scenario will dramatically change in coming 2 years in Indian laboratories. The lag period, which is there for 10 years, now it is going to take, growth rate will be very, very fast. And what will happen when government makes laboratory accreditation as per ISO standard, internationally acceptable, then the standard will rise. Only the disadvantage is because accreditation is not compulsory, there is a mushrooming of small labs. Anyone can open lab like we open a shop. There is no licensing, nothing. But now government is very much aware and government is taking initiative. So there will be dramatic change in coming 2 years.
Is there any final comment you would like to make for our audience?
I'll tell you another thing, some data I want to give of healthcare system in India. As you said, that we have two types, public and private. So public and private hospital, there are three types in India. One is like a Western system of medicine, which we call it allopathy. Okay. We have about, I told you, 12,000 hospital with practice allopathy. And we have another Indian system of medicine, alternative medicine, like Ayurveda, medicine, Indian medicinal plant based on, so alternative medicine. Then we have homeopathy hospitals. And compared to other country, our healthcare is very, very reasonable in private hospital, which is like really very reasonable compared to Western countries. Only private sector, the healthcare cost is little more, but infrastructure is better and super specialty. I will give you another figures, which government has taken initiative in healthcare, like they have really emphasized a lot on reproductive child health. Then they have National Tuberculosis Control Program, National Leprosy Eradication Program, National progress control for blindness totally to eradicate. So government has taken, and then the government employee doesn't pay personally. They have central government hospital schemes, which is totally free for government employees. So that is one thing very good. Another is that government has made several very super specialty, very prestigious institution like All India Institute of Medical Sciences. There are six very, and then regional cancer centers are there, government medical colleges are there, district level hospitals are there, and in rural villages, primary health care centers are there. Now, another figure which I would like to give is, we produce 46,500 medical students everywhere, which comes under Medical Council of India. Now, another hospital you will like to have, we have dental college where clinical chemistry practices, labs are there. We have 283 dental colleges. We have 499 medical colleges, hospitals with alternative system of Indian system of medicine. And we have 292 medical colleges in India. Can you believe? And we have 292 dental colleges. So growth of clinical diagnostic laboratory is really very good. And so healthcare industry is about $35 billion. We have healthcare industry in India. And medical tourism is growing to really to our best satisfaction.
Professor Malati, I have a question. Yeah. The alternative medicine use the laboratory in the same way like the traditional medicine, for example, the Ayurveda medicine or homeopathic medicine.
Yeah.
It's so important, the laboratory, like the traditional medicine.
They don't have laboratory that good as it is there in the Western system of medicine hospital. They are little preliminary. Or they use private laboratory, service of private labs.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else you would like to add to the interview?
Not really. Probably in 2 years we can give you a better picture.
Oh, sure. We really appreciate that.
We are constantly improving the standards of lab.
Okay, that's very good to hear.
Maybe we can see in Istanbul next year.
Yeah, because, see, I'm giving a talk in a pediatric laboratory medicine conference. And I may attend POCT workshop because I am in working committee. So you are coming to Turkey?
Yes, sure.
Yes, we'll meet there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. We see soon.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.